In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm with God's people. You who hear my voice, if you have given your life to Jesus, I am with God's people. And I speak to you today, not to the world, but to you. Know that this broadcast goes out to people, that I speak to one person, that's you. Oh yes. And everyone said, well, you're speaking to everybody, but that's you. I want to speak to you today. I'm looking at the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter. I tell you, you are that clay. And you know, people have said, the cards are all against me. And I've told the people that have said that, the Lord wants to reshuffle the deck. Oh yes, oh yes, you see, he can take the clay and make whatever vessel he wants you to be. I remember doing this meditation on Jeremiah 18, and I said, Lord, don't make me into an ashtray. I don't want to be made into an ashtray. I want to be made into a vessel that pleases you. Oh yes, oh yes, a vessel that pleases you. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I do with you, O house of Israel, just as the potter has done? The Lord says to you, can I do with you, my friend, what the potter has done, reshape you and make you into the vessel that I want you to be? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. You are in the hand of the Messiah. Let him make you into what he wants you to be. One person said, I never wanted to be a Christian. And then he became a Christian. And he said, I never wanted to be a Catholic. And he became a Catholic. He said, I never want to have devotion to Mary. And he said, I have now devotion to Mary. These are some of the things that God did with a certain person that I have heard about. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from evil, if you turn from evil, I will change my mind about the disaster that is intended to bring on you. Yesterday in Boston, we had a terrible storm. We saw trees uprooted. I tell you, I was in the hands of God. I wasn't afraid. I heard tremendous thunderclaps, and I heard hail on the house, but I was in the hands of God. God can make of me whatever he wants me to be by the grace of the living God. Not an ashtray. He was never going to make me an ashtray. But that was my fear. And at another moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it. But it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice. Do you listen to the voice of the Lord from the scripture and in your heart? Then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am the potter, says the Lord. Look, I am the potter, shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Why? Because they did not want to serve the Lord with their hearts. Turn now, all of you who have done evil in your ways, and amend your ways, and amend your doings. But they say, it is no use. We will follow our own plans. Oh, please. How often we have followed our own plans, and you know how it ends up in? Nothing happens. And each of us will act according to the stubbornness of our evil will. Oh, God, deliver me from the stubbornness of my evil will. Therefore, thus says the Lord, ask among the nations, who has heard the like of this? The virgin Israel has done a most horrible thing. What have they done? They did what they wanted to do outside of the will of God. Thus the snow of Lebanon leave the crags of Syrian. Do the mountain waters run dry, the cold flowing streams. But my people have forgotten me. They turn, offering to a delusion false gods. They have stumbled in their ways, in the ancient roads, the way of peace, the way of faith, and have gone into the bypaths, not the highway, making their land a horror, a thing to be hissed at forever. All who pass by it are horrified and shake their heads. Like the wind from the east, I will scatter them before the enemy, and I will show them my back, not my face, in the day of their calamity. I tell you, it is time for us to allow God to give us His will and to do His will. I have been thinking about the book of Revelation. The Lord says, I think, to the Ephesians, you're doing all these good things, but I have this against you. You've lost your first love. Repent. Oh, I want that first love back again. I want that first love back again, where everything goes right back to Jesus. I want that first love back again. Do you? Maybe you've never had the first love. It's time to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time. Now is the time of salvation. Tell the Lord, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I give you my life, Lord Jesus. Forgive my sins, Lord Jesus. I repent. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take the clay and mold me into whatever you want me to be. I am the clay in the hands of the potter, and my Lord Jesus is the potter of my life. I'm at the 12th chapter of Matthew. Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. He has healed multitudes. He has taken away demons out of people's hearts. He has taken the blind and given them sight. Now they want to see a sign from Jesus. What sign do they need? But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so for 3 days and 3 nights the Lord of Man, the Son of Man, will be in the heart of the earth. He will be crucified, buried 3 days, like Jonah was in the belly of the sea monster 3 days. But in Mark's gospel, the sign of Jonah is the proclamation of God's will and the kingdom of God to the pagans. To the pagans, oh yes. The people of Nineveh, pagans, will rise up at the judgment with the generation and condemn it because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah. Do you repent at the proclamation of Jesus? Because Jesus is far greater than Jonah, infinitely. And see, something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon and see something greater than Solomon is here. Oh, yes. Something greater than Jonah, something greater than Solomon, something greater than the Sabbath. Oh, yes. His name is Jesus. He is the Son of the Eternal Father. His name is Jesus. He gave his life for you and for me. His name is Jesus. He was buried for you and for me. His name is Jesus. He rose from the dead on the third day. Hallelujah. 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 Then verse 43 of the 12th chapter. When an unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders through waterless regions, looking for a resting place. But it finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. In other words, the house that was delivered from the demon. And when it comes, it finds it empty and swept and put in order. How do we fill that house? We ask the Lord to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Just yesterday, the scripture said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? From Luke's Gospel. Oh yes, much more. We need the Holy Spirit to come into those empty, swept places. Then if it goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself because it was not filled with the Spirit, they enter and live there, and the last state of the person is worse than the first. So will it also be with this evil generation. And while Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers were standing outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you. But to the one who had told him this, Jesus replied, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? And pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother, my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. Do you do the will of the Father? What is the will of the Father? To do the work of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart. Surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word made flesh. He is the one who redeemed us, brought us back from the cross, from the burial, and from the resurrection. Chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. So he is in a boat, and he's going to preach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, listen, a sower went out to sow seed. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came up and ate them up. You know what the seed is? The seed is the Word of God. You know who the sower is? His name is Jesus. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let the one who has ears listen. I tell you, 100-fold in Israel was a great harvest. Even 60 or 30-fold was a great harvest. We need to harvest the souls of people, people that don't know Jesus. We need to speak to them that Jesus wants to be their Lord, their forgiver. He wants them to repent of their sins. Oh, yes, we need to go out into the harvest and harvest people who do not know Jesus. And very important, maybe you do not know Jesus today. Maybe you've never had an encounter with the living God. Well, today is the day to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you, the disciples, it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and those will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." I tell you, I know people that have nothing, but they will not tithe their money. They'll always have nothing. They'll always have nothing. Oh, yes, tithing our money is part of the gospel. It's a part of our worship. Part of our worship. If you're not doing that, just repent and start again. That's what it's all about. We start again. That's what Jesus has told me. I always am starting again. It's against my humility. I think that I should be, from 1968 to 2019, in a different place. But you know what? So many times I have to start again, because that's what the Lord tells me to do. Start again. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing, they do not perceive, and hearing, they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, "You will indeed listen, but never understand. You will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull. O God, touch our hearts, circumcise our hearts, so that we would hear the word of God and do it, that we would do the will of the Father." And this is the will of the Father, to do the works of God. And the works of God is what? Believing in Jesus Christ, believing in the power of his cross, believing in his love for me. You say, "I'm not worthy of it." Well, you know what? There's only one that's worthy. It's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And their ears are hard of hearing. They have shut their eyes that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. And blessed are your eyes, for they see what you see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The parable of the sower explained. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. The evil one steals the seed. People say to me, "You're still doing your Christian heritage. You haven't quit." No, I have no place to go if I quit. Where am I going to go? Only Jesus is the one that I need, and of his people. Not only Jesus, I need his people, a part of the body. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. Oh, how many people have said, "I've had my Jesus time, but I don't do that anymore." What do you do now? The hell time? Oh, yes, I know people that have said, "I used to be with Jesus, but I'm grown out of that. Now I go to yoga." Yeah, that's a demon. That's a demon. That's a demon. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, the person immediately falls away. We are promised persecution. We are promised that we will be persecuted because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth chokes the word, and it yields nothing. I have no lure of wealth. All that I have belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. I want what's coming to me, but I want to be generous with what's coming to me in all reality. I don't want to just have what's coming to me for myself. To the one who has, more will be given. To the one who has not, what they have will be taken away. But as for the one who's sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another case 60-fold, in another case 30-fold. Verse 24 of 13. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in the field. You know who the someone is? It's Jesus. And you know what the good seed is? It's the word of God. While everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed tares or weeds among the wheat, and then they went away. Do you know that a tare looks like a wheat? It's not wheat, but it looks like wheat, but it's not wheat. So when the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared as well, and the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until harvest time. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. You're the wheat. You're the wheat. Oh, yes. Weeds have tried to choke you out, but you're still in there. You're still hanging in the name of Jesus. I tell you how we need the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need the Lord Jesus Christ. I need him so much today. I need him like I needed him in 1968. I need him completely, totally, and entirely. Oh yes, I need him. Do you need him today? I remember Father Hennessy got transferred, and Emily, God rest her soul, said, they need him in Needham. He was transferred to Needham. They need him in Needham. And she would say, that's okay that he goes because they need him and need him. Well, I'm telling you, God needs you where you are today. God needs you where you are today. Do you know that today? I need to hear from people so that we can pay our June bills. Today, we'll be receiving bills for July, and we are $5,000 in the rears. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. It is so important to pay our bills, because for me, not to pay my bills means to go off stations. I have already gone off stations. I went off in Albuquerque and several other places. But I need to hear from you. If you are blessed by this broadcast, write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to PayPal by going to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know the story of the potter? You and I were the clay in the potter's hands, and he can make anything he wants. We just want to follow the will of the Father. And this is the will of the Father, to do the work of God, to believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Eternal Father. And may God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.